Paul Gallen is here, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mark Levy. Thanks for having me again, mate. I'll tell you what I can see an issue becoming.
Yes.
The vaccinations for players.
Why?
I'm not any vaccine by any stretch of the imagination. I really am not. And I'll be getting vaccinated as soon as I can. But not everyone's going to want to. Not all players will want to. We saw like Bryce Cartwright's one that first springs to mind. I can't remember who else last year, but there was definitely three or four. Josh Papali was one, I think. Not every player is going to want to be vaccinated.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, they're employed by the NRL. And if the NRL says that you need to be vaccinated, or if they say, well, if you don't want to be vaccinated, you'll have to live under level 4 protocols, them's the breaks. You're going to have to suck it up.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. And I suppose interstate travelling and overseas travelling is going to be an issue with it as well. And if the government says, well, you cannot travel in a state, therefore you can't play, and the club says, well, mate, that's going to affect your contract and how much you get paid, well, I think they'll have no choice but to get it. But what I'm saying is just I don't think anyone should be forced to get it. If they don't want to have it, they shouldn't have to have it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I suppose if you sit a player down, Gal, and you say to that player, get vaccinated or don't earn $800,000 a year, what would you do?
I'm with you. I'd be getting
I'm probably asking the wrong person.
I'm actually surprised the NRL haven't been vaccinated already. I really am. Considering, I mean, I know they couldn't show favouritism getting vaccinated first because, you know, the elderly and everyone else has got to be vaccinated first. But now the fact it's open to everyone, I'm surprised the NRL have not got them vaccinated. I honestly can't believe it.
Look, there's a pecking order and we need to obviously vaccinate those most vulnerable.
That's done now. The pecking order's over now.
Well, there's still a lot more people that need to be vaccinated.
Isn't it open to everyone now?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm surprised. The NRL haven't players or the NRL haven't made them go and get vaccinated.
Talk to your doctors. Work out whatever's right for you, AstraZeneca or Pfizer. But for James Tedesco and some of the big names in the game, plus the NRL to really push and gently encourage people to go and get vaccinated, I think just goes to show how important the role it is they play in the community as well.
Yeah, I think so, without a doubt. They're all doing the right thing. You know, we'll be doing the right thing. You've had your first shot. I'm applying for mine tomorrow. I'll be getting the Pfizer one, I've been told by my GP. So I think St George Hospital is where I'll be going to get that done. And hopefully they can fit me in this month.